Because, you know, it's luck of the Irish, of course, today, St. Paddy's Day. I wanted to think about luck in, of course, a fantasy context, as well as certain players that may have gotten lucky or unlucky last year and what we think of them going forward. So let me open up the conversation and start here.
Because Bad Bip is kind of like a luck thing.
Correct.
There look at this. Look at this.
You deep diving into the stats, Corey.
There you go. There
you go. Nerded out. That,
yeah, I'm all nerded out on St. Patrick's Day. Greg, it just came to me just now. Like, well,
look what I got right here, right?
What you got, Bad Bip?
I got the Bad Bip. That's right.
Yeah,
there you go.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day created Bad Bip.
See, I'm glad that you like where I went with this whole thing.
I love it. Yeah. Go ahead. Bring it home.
So let me start right here. Matt, how much luck is involved in fantasy baseball?
There's luck involved in life, pretty much. But in fantasy baseball, yeah, I mean, sometimes from year to year, some guys will be very lucky. But that's why you got to, like, I like to look at, say, a three-year average. Because pretty much you'll see an outlier. If you look at, as Corey likes to say, the back of the baseball card, there could be that one year where there was that spike. I mean, was a guy we talk about often, Robbie Ray.
Right.
Was he really that unlucky? Was some of it his fault for not having the command of his pitchers and getting hit hard? I mean, hard percentage needs to be correlated there, and he did have a high, hard percentage. So if you hit the ball hard, you know, your BABIP might go up too.
I'm not even specifically talking about players quite yet, but Corey, when people tell you, you know, or you can be like, you didn't beat me, you got lucky, right? When it comes to fantasy sports, like, how much luck is involved in fantasy baseball? Like, you have your draft, you had your Tout Wars draft the other week, like, it went well, like, we said, oh, this guy was bad, whatever. How much luck is actually involved, rather than the skill it is in drafting?
I think it's a lot of luck involved. Not a lot of luck. I think I would go 30%. Would you go that high, Matt?
Yeah, probably something like that. A good one would be, like, say a couple of years ago when Ike Davis was supposed to break out.
Yeah.
And him and Chris Davis were pretty much going in the same round. So maybe you were high on Ike Davis, and Ike Davis went, like, right before Chris Davis. And you lucked out because some
schmucks like Ike Davis.
Exactly.
Oh, and, yeah, that's,
you
know, good.
You got it at the MVP.
When you think about luck in fantasy sports, I always think about, it must have been maybe 2012, 2013, I think it was either week 15 or week 16. Might have been a championship week. I think it was a championship week. Very first play of the game, Romo drops back, throws the football, bangs his thumb on the Eagles player helmet, breaks his thumb, and he's out the game. Doesn't complete one pass in everybody's lineup. That's bad luck.
Sure.
You did nothing in that situation. You got all the way to week 16, and then luck stepped in and took over. So luck is a part of it. Luck happens. You know what I'm saying? Like a guy robbing a game-winning home run. Not a game. A guy jumping up and robbing a home run. That could happen on, you know, October 2nd. You know, the last game of the season. So you see a lot of these situations where one play, one lucky thing, one thing that happens completely random can throw all your research and stuff out the window. So luck does play a part of it. But it is ways to combat against luck.
Please divulge.
Drafting better is one way, and I hate to admit it. This is in baseball, you kind of have the luck thing built into it with the batting average on balls in play, so it actually makes a little bit of sense.
Oh,
it's a tiny little bit of
tiny
sense.
Little bit of sense.
You're starting to crack, Corey. You're starting to crack.
Jinx in the armor.
I see it as, like, we keep saying that, and always say, that if you just, like in DFS, if you almost like follow the rules and follow the script and do everything right, ultimately you're going to win. Like if you put up, in basketball, you put up 300 on a night and you lose, it's unlucky. Like you did everything right. You put up a winning score and it didn't work out. That's, again, unlucky. And I think that what we try to do is manage how much luck there is, of course. I think that's why you aim certain rules that you create, of course, in your leagues, in both baseball and football and basketball and whatever else you play, to try to narrow down the luck. You add positions, right? Because, oh, more positions, now we have to fill it out more. Now the true true experts will do well. Of course, other people like Jake will argue, well, more positions makes it even more lucky because now you got to fill up these random spots. And I get that argument as well. But in a game that I believe inherently does involve, let's say, 30% luck, maybe even more so, it's crazy just how much, not time, but work we invest in this. I mean, this is all what we do all day, where we can get everything right. We can analyze every stat. And would every stat have told us, oh, man, Melvin Gordon just scored double-digit touchdowns last year? No. Like, we're going to tell us that Todd Gurley's going to suck? No. I think it's just so interesting.
It was little things that you can look at and see.
Okay.
Right? With Gurley.
Right.
We knew Gurley had nothing around him going into the season. We knew it was Gurley and a whole bunch of bums for the most part. You knew it wasn't really going to be no passing game. The offensive line was decent. Now, we had saw Gurley perform that way the year before in his rookie season. Didn't have nothing around him, but still. So, I can't really say Gurley's drop-off, you know, that's not really luck. It was out there. It was things you can point to. You take, for an example, a situation like when with me in the Flex League. That I'm the Flex Auction. I'm the defending champion. So I don't know if you heard about that.
I hear lots of things.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. So I'm the champion of the Flex League. Remember how that played out, Greg? Remember it was beef with me and Jake and the changing of the seeding and stuff like that? If Jake would have changed the seeds, guess what? He would have been the champion.
Yeah.
That's luck.
That is luck. That is literally
that
luck.
Is luck.
Who you're playing week in and week out.
That's luck.
Day out.
Exactly. And that's why you see a lot of football leagues. They'll go to, when you get to weeks 14, 15, the season, the head-to-head is out of it, and you go to combined points because you want to eliminate the luck factor of it.
What I kind of like is like a three-week playoff, like from weeks 14 to 16, whoever has the most points.
Yeah, exactly.
That
eliminates the luck.
I think that takes the randomness out of it. Like, what was it the first week of the playoffs? I mean, Le'Veon Bell just went crazy.
He scored 77 fantasy points.
I thought it was like 107.
Something. It was a lot.
I was playing against him, so yeah, it was a lot.
The other thing, and you guys are all alluding to it too, of course, who you play. Like, as you guys know, I play in a lot of my fantasy baseball leagues are head-to-head. Like,
yeah, that's tough.
They're head-to-head, and per categories normally. And I could do very, very poorly every week and skate by with wins. That's lucky. That doesn't mean my team's any good. But if you have a really bad week against me and I'm skating by with just a couple of home runs or a couple of stolen bases, I'm winning without my team being good. That's luck. And I think, again, we inherently try to take it out as much as we can. I don't know if that's possible.
Well, there's doing the process and, like you mentioned, you could do everything right, do all the studying, but what you're trying to eliminate, what we're making is educated guesses. It's like, you know, when I worked on Wall Street and I'm looking at a stock chart, I'm trying to see the foundation and things look good, but the little bit of bad news, that stock's going to get crushed. So some things are out of your control no matter how well you try and, you know.
So let's think about it like also, but look at it like this. For example, we use our buddy Adam Ronis. Is he always getting lucky?
Right.
Or is there a level of skill?
What I think,
it has to be. Like, the luck is not going to keep shining on him every. I think it does.
No, but I'll counter that argument. I forget who. Like, there were two guys last year. I remember him saying this. He made two pickups last season.
Yeah.
That, you know, he said he really kind of whiffed on pitching besides having Syndergaard.
Yeah.
The rest of his staff was pretty bad. But I forget the two guys he picked up. I think it was a Matt Shoemaker and somebody else.
Yeah.
That, like, really saved his season and was able to keep him in contention. So,
Danny Duffy. It was Danny Duffy.
So, those two guys right there. I mean, Danny Duffy really stepped it up.
Yeah.
I mean, so he had one of the most impressive games besides Max Scherzer's 20-strikeout game when he struck out 16 in Tampa.
So, that's like,
That's being on the ball.
Yeah, you're right. That is being on the ball.
He's putting the time in.
That is being on the ball. But you never know what can happen. It could have been a fab night. Somebody could have been running home and I got to go pick up. I'm about to empty the clip on Danny Duffy. And then that guy, like, misses the elevator.
But
you know what I'm saying? And it locks. That's luck. We don't know if that happened, though.
That could be luck, like you're saying. Maybe the guy, whatever, something came up in his family, he had to run out, forgot to do the fab. But at least he's putting himself
Exactly.
With the chance to succeed. He's doing the things right.
My pops always say, preparation plus opportunity equal luck.
There you go. That's a good one.
He's a smart guy.
He's a smart man.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's a smart one.
Holler at him.
Yeah, you should give him a call. What's the line again? Give it to me again.
Huh?
Give it to me again.
Preparation plus opportunity equal luck.
I like that. Preparation versus opportunity creates luck.